Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover what's been going on in England and how it relates to the Passport Bros phenomenon. In 2025, if you're an Englishman and you go down to Thailand and bring a woman back to live with you, then your combined family income or salary level is going to need to be £38,700 in 2025, from only £18,600 the previous year. So if you're a wealthy man and marries a Thai woman, or any woman for that matter, and brings her back to your country, which is a stupid idea, mind you, then you need to earn almost $50,000 a year American by being a wagee to bring her back. This also means less low-paid, low-skilled labor jobs, mostly for female foreigners, which won't be filled because women immigrating to the UK and working retail just won't cut it based on those restrictions. But this new policy also has the effect of encouraging more high-skill, high-pay male workers entering the country for English women to poach on. But no one is talking about that. So men that come from the UK from overseas won't be able to meet the income requirements in the future to bring women to their home countries if they don't have a job. So that means they'll most likely have to choose from overweight English women, and this is great for those hypergamous ladies out there. But I think this policy is going to destabilize the country as more marriage-age men than ever are going to be left single. But it's the asset class of men that are successful that I'm most worried about, because they won't be able to bring back foreign brides into the country without getting a job to meet that new income threshold. Over the last few years, Swedish men could go to Thailand and bring Thai women back because the majority of Swedish women were insufferable feminists. The feminists complained about that as well. The same feminist government that was fine bringing in men from Muslim countries, but when men brought Thai women in, they didn't like that and were furious. Sweden is now the country with the highest percentage of local men with Thai wives in the world. The Swedish government first welcomed the Thai women in as seasonal workers. But about 10 years ago, a female governor in one rural Swedish province requested that the government limit the number of Thai women permitted into the country. This is what happens when you have a feminist government. It seeks to limit the number of attractive single women coming in while simultaneously increasing the number of masculine men to increase women's mating options, while at the same time restricting those of men. I don't think that women are even aware of this. Then when these men realize that they have zero chance at finding love in their home countries and leave to go overseas, women shame and blame them. Men leaving is just nature's way of balancing out the mating game so that it's not too heavily skewed in women's favor. But I think that this is going to get worse. Malcolm Collins over at the Basecamp YouTube channel believes the unit of account in the future will not be gold, government fiat currency, or in Bitcoin, but it'll be productive people. I don't necessarily buy that and think that since AI will do most of the work, supercomputers with artificial intelligence will be where the value is, to the owners of that artificial intelligence. Right now, that's big companies like Nvidia, Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft. They'll be creating productive virtual employees in the long run. But Malcolm is going to be right in the short run, especially as the UK is now targeting bringing in higher-earning individuals into their country. They're no longer necessarily rewarding a man's income from his assets, but his salary instead, with regards to immigration. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Clown World Explained. This YouTube channel explains how the world has gone insane. It's hosted by a guy named Paradox, and he reminds me of a Rastafarian Morpheus. He makes daily content chronicling our clown world, and he's got a Cat Lady Walk-In series, as well as thought topics, and one called Send In the Clowns. He destroys woke cat moms and leaves them cowering under their beds. Check him out and subscribe to his channel. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Women in the West. We'll try and prevent men from finding meaning and purpose without them clown world show. It's not just men finding foreign women that Western women are upset about. But now they've figured out that men are also going overseas and paying for surrogates to carry their children. They're so upset about that, that there's actually an anti-surrogacy account over on X that's basically offensive against men, even gay males that pay for surrogates to have their own biological children. They don't even care if it's gay men that are doing it. They know that eventually it'll become socially acceptable for all men to do it if they want to and can afford to. Women are finally waking up to how gestational surrogacy makes them obsolete, and how they lose their power, shaming passport bros for finding women overseas, and shaming men that are paying for babies overseas is their latest thing. Remember that I made a video about surrogacy over 10 years ago now, at the end of 2013, promoting it as an alternative to men. Women in the West claim that women overseas are being exploited through it, But are they really? They might get paid $20,000 or $30,000 to carry a child to term, and homes overseas might only be $100,000. If they pop out 3 or 4 children as a service, they would have their homes paid for. That would be like paying a woman in the West $250,000 a year to carry someone else's baby for 9 months. That is if a house is $1,000,000, which it is in this part of Canada. Many women in the East that do that see it as their way to escape poverty. But women in the West see it as those same women putting them into poverty. Western women are also furious about this as well, but all they can do is kvetch and complain. They can't change government policies in countries that want to profit from male medical tourism. Women in Thailand and Ooga Booga Land want rich Western men, and the governments there won't stop the practice, because it means more Western men bringing money into the country and boosting economic activity. It's like there's an ongoing civil war between first world and third world cooches, fighting for the first world Chads and Tyroons for their attention, money, and time. What the anti-surrogate accounts don't mention is that the babies these men are having are biologically their own. They make it appear as though they're just buying babies. I've said that to many people in their comment section, and they said it's okay for them to do that, and that they didn't understand what these women were talking about. Yet these same critics of surrogacy are probably the same people that promote the idea of MAPS or minor attracted persons in the West. It's absolute cognitive dissonance. They're now beginning to ramp up their attacks, and all we're seeing them go after right now are passport bros and surrogacy. Wait until loverbots and artificial wombs come out. I'm sure some countries will ban them, but others won't, and the productive men that just want to be left alone to bang their bots and have their own biological boys will be chased from country to country. Because at that point, even the women in poverty countries won't be able to be feminine enough to compete with the new gyno technologies that will be replacing them. Only then, with all women on the same page globally, might they try and ban the escapism that men used to get away from them. Right now, women are divided between the women that benefit from surrogacy and passport bros and the women that don't. Eventually, when no women benefit from men's choices, will they finally try and restrict men's freedoms everywhere in the world? That's when it's going to be time to worry. But even then, so long as women can still make money selling their eggs to men for their artificial wombs, or if women can project their consciousness into a loverbot and make money from simps that way, there will still be a place somewhere in the world that will allow technologies to liberate males. It'll just be up to men to be able to afford to go there in a world of AI, where jobs and money become scarce. Women are always about 5 to 10 years behind the trends. By the time they figure out what's going on, we'll be on to the next thing. Not to mention that women will sell out and stop fighting men if there's some sort of benefit in the new paradigm. If that doesn't happen, then they'll keep on fighting. Just bribe them with a little bit of money and attention, and they'll run laps for you. Look at all the Lonely Fools content creators that don't even make $100 a month, but are wrecking their lives doing so. The false promise of easy riches by revealing their rash-covered nether regions keeps them open to men that own such platforms exploiting them. Lonely Fools is the only major tech company in the United Kingdom, and they're profiting heavily from mostly heavy women posting themselves online. And you don't see women trying to shut down a platform like that that's clearly exploiting them. Instead, because they get a little bit of money, it gets a free pass to continue operating. Women will sell their morality for money. Besides, it's not really morality to begin with. It's just a social norm that they can change easily like a pair of pants. They'll trade their pretend principles for pennies, it seems. They're so incredibly predictable. As men keep their wallets close to these new forms of thoughtsploitation, they will continue to exist so long as men keep on paying them. Western women won't win the war against passport bros and guys that use surrogacy. Notice how they're attacking gay males like Dave Rubin for having his own child. I wouldn't be surprised if governments in the West tried to silence them, because as populations fall, gay males having their own kids help slow demographic collapse. So these women are not only homophobic, but they're also being anti-economic. They're dangerous for the dollar, and so odds are they'll be silenced at some point. That's a possibility. But they are women after all, and there'll probably be tons of white knights to prevent that from happening. What a time to be alive. To witness women's cold global civil war for men's resources, money and attention, and baby batter. But remember that in the end, they're all the same. And don't let higher levels of femininity fool you. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will let you smash them in the future, so long as you don't smash a sex bot instead. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mig.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that don't understand that they're actually in a civil war and fighting for men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.